Preston Kimmel, and you are listening to Improviser's Discretion. Today I'm joined by my fellow co-hosts, Sam Harrod and Joshua Bumpus. Today we'll be going over some crazy laws. So, Sam, go ahead and take it away.
All right, thank you for that lovely introduction. So we decided to do this topic after a long conversation of what we should do it on.
It's probably too long.
For sure.
Absolutely.
So I suggested, well, why don't we go eat an orange in the shower? And they're like, what? That's not a thing. And to prove to them that it was a thing, I Googled it, my trusty Google. And so I proved to them it was in fact a thing. And
it's a thing that weird people do.
In the realm, deep in Google, we found eating an orange in the shower is illegal, ? Naturally, we clicked on it and decided it led us to a very long list of outrageous laws.
Yeah, things that are illegal and that were illegal at some point. They may not be in effect anymore, but they were definitely laws that had to be taken seriously at some point. And it would kind of make you wonder what was the reason for these laws being made? So we have this list here. The first one on this list, this one's pretty straightforward. I feel like any person would know not to do this, but especially in Alabama. I don't know what's wrong with the weirdos in Alabama.
But
those southern folk, man, it's illegal to drive blindfolded in Alabama. I feel like, you know, people should know that you need to keep your eyes on the road. You know, not blindfolded.
It's pretty straightforward.
Maybe there were too many clowns driving. And they just wanted to...
Clowns.
Clowns, yeah. Like actual clowns.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, let's see. The next one, I think it takes place in Alaska, yeah? In Alaska, you can't put an animal in the back of an open vehicle.
What does that even mean?
Are you talking about like a convertible, I think, maybe? It says, to a dog, nothing sparks more joy than the cool breeze of the open road. However, in Alaska, the back of an open vehicle is off limits unless the dog's tail wags 46 inches or higher. That's so specific. The law was put into effect after one pup was reported as a public nuisance. Was some like old man like on the side of the road being like, oh, that dog is wagging too much. That should be illegal.
What about the 46 inches? I mean, do they pull out the ruler?
That's 4 feet. Under 4 feet.
So the dog's tail can only wag 4 feet or higher, right?
No.
Approximately 14?
What kind of dogs?
No. The tail has to be above 46 inches, not below. So what they're saying is inside the car.
That's a heckin' long tail.
Yeah, is there even a dog that has a tail that's 46 inches?
I'm curious if it's from like the ground up.
I'm not sure.
Like a horse.
Just imagine the cop is pulling over this guy in a convertible, right? He whips out his ruler. And he's like, excuse me, sir, hands on the wheel, I need to measure your dog's tail.
The dog's chilling in the back.
And the dog's like, what? I'm just a happy dog in the back of the car. What's wrong? And then he gets pounded, and then the driver's depressed.
Story, yeah. Don't go to Alaska with your dog.
It's
rough, man.
Number three. In Arizona, it is illegal for a donkey to sleep in a bathtub.
What?
I don't know. I mean, what you do with your donkey is up to you. If you want the donkey to sleep in your bathtub, but...
If you're feeling it.
Not in Arizona. I'm really curious about, like, why...
There's the origin listed right here.
It does?
Yeah, you see? It says in the 1920s, a local dam broke, flooding a rancher's home. The rancher's donkey had become accustomed to sleeping in the bathtub, which filled with water and whisked him miles away.
Places.
That's crazy. Can you just imagine? Can you imagine what it would look like if you saw a donkey just being whisked away inside a bathtub, going past your house in a flood?
Chilling on your roof, look over the flood. Just some donkey looking over the side of the bathtub.
That's dumb. Did you find out what town it was from?
No. I'm working on it.
You're working on it? Should we come back to it?
Yeah. How about that?
All right. We'll come back to it. The next one's about Arkansas, and I just moved there, and I moved to Houston from Arkansas a couple years ago, so this one may or may not apply to me. Maybe I've done this one before.
You think so?
Yeah. Who's going to read it?
FBI, open up.
So, apparently, in Arkansas, you can't honk your horn near a sandwich shop after 9 p.m.
Hmm.
What is the point?
You gotta be a little hangry, I think.
Is it like your car horn, like your bicycle horn, like?
I think it's just all horns. You know, trumpets, bullhorns, megaphones.
You're like, marching on the side of the road with your, you know, tuba.
Hey, the good thing that means marching band practice can't go after 9 p.m.
Those poor band students. Yeah. Whatever will they do?
I don't know what the reason was for that, but
I mean, think about it. Think about that. This is as a tragedy. You know, you're a band student walking down the street. It's just long day. You're blowing your trumpet. You walk up the subway. Suddenly you're tackled by like 15 cops. 15 cops. And you're charged with blowing your horn.
Is this
the subway?
I really hope this is a misdemeanor.
I don't know.
Because if it was a felony.
10 out of 10 is a felony.
We'll be charged. We're
going to prison.
Definitely a felony, I think, in this scenario. I feel like you should go to the state penitentiary. Just feel like that's required.
I mean, I guess. This does not surprise me for some...
This one's environmentally conscious, I feel like.
California.
Yeah.
Right. Definitely gonna go there.
So I remember when this happened. My family is from California.
Oh, and interesting.
So it was a big deal, but not only plastic bags are banned. You also can't have plastic straws. And so people now have to carry around their own straws.
Is that why Starbucks is starting to do the thing with the lid that you sip out of instead of giving out straws?
Yes.
I don't think we ever actually mentioned what this law was. In California, plastic bags are banned, which is like, that's not as crazy as like socially conscious, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but that's an interesting...
Looking out for the environment.
Only California. The other 49 states are the worst.
Yeah.
What's the alternative? Paper? Are we recycling? Oh, no, that's what it is.
Paper?
Paper straws.
Biodegradable?
Mm-hmm.
It's nasty, though, because...
They disintegrate, like...
It would, like, come apart in your mouth.
Yeah.
After you drink your drink for a good 2 hours or so, your straw starts to fall apart, which...
No, thank you. As you drink out of a plastic straw
However, another great state, Colorado, it is legal to keep your couch on your porch. The reason behind it... Supposedly, it's Boulder busted the University of Colorado for burning couches, causing a law to go in effect that keeps couches and porches mutually exclusive. This law is currently active, so it is still in place, but the verdict is still out whether it actually prevented any couch bonfires.
So, what were the students of the University of Colorado doing with their couches on their porches, and why were they burning them? Like,
now,
I'm so confused.
Normal bonfire, like... I guess the word, you know, this what you do when you go to a bonfire.
Yeah.
You go, you set everything up, and you throw pallets on top of it. You throw wood on top of it. Shit. But hey, I mean, if you want to waste your perfectly good couch.
I don't know. It might not be a perfectly good couch. It could be, like, stained. There could be food all over it.
We're talking about university students.
Yeah. You just hope your TV remote's not still stuck inside before you burn it. Because then, I don't know.
Imagine... You're like, you know, this is early morning, like 18 couches have been burned. You go up, you run through the fire, right? And you find like $60 worth of change. A few burned up TV remotes.
It's like jackpot.
That's true.
It's better than going to the junkyard.
That's true.
Nice.
All right.
Okay, so this is an interesting one. So in the state of Connecticut... A pickle, yes, you heard me right, a pickle must be able to bounce.
What?
Like a full pickle must be able to bounce.
So not pickle slices. You can't just slice a pickle and then like throw it on the sidewalk, and if it doesn't bounce, you have to like...
I think it's stick.
Pickle, like a full...
A little gherkin.
Yes, not sliced, not cut, straight pickle.
Interesting. So... What is the reasoning behind making a pickle bounce? Like, do other vegetables not bounce as much as pickles? Is that how they distinguish pickles? Not pickles. By their color or by, like, the bumps on them or anything?
No, pickles do bounce. If you read the thing underneath, according to our friends at Country Living, in the 1800s, a group of men wrongfully sold cucumbers marked as pickles.
Mm.
Thanks to those guys, now we have to see if our pickles bounce.
But then if they don't bounce, then they're just cucumbers, right?
Right.
Yes.
So
supposedly that means that if, you know, after you pickle the cucumber, it makes it bounce. So
I see.
If you pickle like a round thing, like an egg, for example, you know, you can pickle eggs. Does the egg bounce? Can we use pickled eggs as bouncy balls? That's the new alternative?
I think so.
It's preserved.
Maybe.
Imagine how many jobs that this is creating in Connecticut. The people at the factory canning the pickles, they staff people there their job is to bounce pickles all day.
You walk in, it's like the break room, right? They got this big wall.
Yeah.
You just see like a bunch of people just throwing this thing up. They're playing wall ball pickles.
They're getting paid to do it. Honestly, this is their job.
That'd be a great thing to put on my resume. Like,
yeah.
Where do I sign up?
Way to go.
What have you been doing with your career for the last 10 years?
I think this is...
Bouncing pickles? Oh, you have the job.
Dream job.
Way to go, President Trump, creating jobs in Connecticut. Great job. All right, next up. In Delaware, you can't sell dog hair.
Well, there goes my
Sorry to all of those dog salons out there, but you can't sell dog hair in Delaware. I don't really know why.
Have you ever worn a dog hair sweater?
I mean...
Honest question.
My dog doesn't shed,
Have you ever worn a dog hair sweater?
Like a straight... dog hair sweater.
I'm talking... It's a full-on sweater.
Sweater weaved out of
like
dog hair.
Like a turtleneck. And you just put it on. It's made out of dog hair. Have you ever worn one before?
Okay, I don't wear turtlenecks because they're the worst decision you could ever make.
And secondly, I don't think I can say that I've ever worn something made of dog hair.
Cool, because neither have I.
Good.
I'm just saying.
Good.
What would they use that for?
Is that not like a free thing? Because if you go to my house...
Is it the same?
Yeah.
It's like seasoning on food because it's everywhere.
Is it the same as selling... like hair for wigs or donating hair, like human hair to like cancer patients who need wigs made or something? Is this the same kind of thing?
You show up, you know, you lost all your hair.
Yeah.
You put this wig on, walk in, you just got poodle mop.
Yeah.
and if it has the oil from like the dog, you take a shower and it just, you walk in.
Oh no.
No.
Not only that, but all the dogs will love you. The cats will hate you.
So here's
the
what
birds
I'm saying.
Will come and try to like peck your hair.
I'm
and, like,
just saying, Delaware has it right because you don't have to deal with the wet dog smell. You don't have to deal with the sweaters, the weird looks you get from people by the fact that you're buying. I mean,
like dog shampoo instead of normal shampoo. That's ouch.
For sure.
But this can't be worse than like hair from like a corpse or something, though. This is still better than that.
Is that a thing?
There was a video or something that I saw, like a prank, like a wig made out of like hair from a corpse or something. So this is better than that.
You can buy human hair on the black market.
You can buy anything on the black
and
market.
And you're speaking from experience, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
All this, it's dog hair.
Straight all that hair, market. Yeah.
What is this?
For context here, number 9, the picture is the rear end of an elephant sticking out of a car door. Preston, you want to explain the context for this? What's the law?
So, in Florida, legal parking fees toward animals must be paid. It sounds like Jumanji was real once upon a time in Florida, because legal fees have to be paid for animal parking, including elephants, camels, and horses. According to Country Living, this law took effect in 1920 when the Ringling Bros Circus moved in its winter show operations to Florida.
Oh, so like this is when you're driving your horse to the circus, right? Because you don't have a car. You're too poor to own a car in the 20s. But you have a horse, or a camel, or an elephant.
Elephant, yeah.
And your family is packed up on the elephant, on the family elephant. Maybe his name is, like, Rudolph or something. I don't know. So you got your family on the back of Rudolph the elephant, and you just want to go see the circus.
Rudolph the red-trunked elephant.
Yes. You just want to go see the circus. You want to do something nice for your kids.
10 out of 10.
You roll up to the circus, and you leave your elephant there, thinking that it's going to be perfectly safe in the parking lot. You come back out after enjoying a day at the circus with your kids, only to find out that your elephant has been towed, and you have to go pay to get your elephant back because you didn't pay your parking fines.
It's a mess.
That's rough, man.
It's tough.
Rudolph just wants to go home.
In Georgia, it's illegal to live on a boat for more than 30 days.
Dang it.
Isn't Georgia landlocked?
Is it? I don't know.
Is Georgia landlocked?
They have lakes and stuff.
No, it's not.
I think that it's on the coast somewhere. If not, I mean, I'm sure they have
legs. Nope, it definitely has a coast, and I knew that. I don't know why I said it. No, okay.
I don't know what you were thinking, but...
Anyways, so I'm curious about if that means just inland or...
Because what happens if you sail out of Georgia's jurisdiction, like, during that 30 days? Can they apprehend you if you return to Georgia afterwards?
And does this mean you get, like, a boat chase with the Coast Guard?
Yeah.
Because that would be legit.
What really is the problem with that? It says it is prohibited to live on a boat for more than a month in Georgia. What's the problem? If somebody wants to live on a boat in Georgia...
You can buy a houseboat.
Right.
Yeah, just like you can buy an RV. You can live in an RV.
Yeah.
Who says you can't live on a boat?
Right. What really is the problem behind that?
In Hawaii, it's illegal to place a coin in one's ear. I don't know if your grandparents or parents ever did this to you. They walk up.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They act like they pull something. I guess it's not. I understand why. Maybe if you have a really small coin, gets stuck in your ear if you have...
What?
Massive ears.
I feel like maybe this came from, like, you know, a 7-year-old who once was, like, tormented by their parents, their older siblings, their grandparents. You know, they have the coins coming out of their ears. And then as they got older, they were like, that is not going to be a thing in Hawaii.
Ever watch the Studio C skit? There's a skit about this where, you know, the grandpa comes up.
He pulls a coin out of the kid's ear.
Oh, and it just keeps...
And then he goes and pulls, like, a dollar out. And
more stuff. What is this?
And more stuff that he, like, lost previously.
It's
and
a buried treasure.
That's a hilarious skit. But I feel like, how would the police ever know that you did this unless you were just dumb enough to do it in front of an officer or in front of a patrol car or something?
Angry little kid who's like, stop pulling coins out of my ear. And it's like, I'm calling the cops.
Yeah. Maybe at one point a grandma was just over here, like, trying to pull a coin out, but, like, the police car was right there. And as she was doing it, like, the police officer comes out and just body slams her. And she's just like, what? And the police officer's like, it is illegal. We are in Hawaii, and it is currently illegal to place a coin in your grandchild's ear. And then the grandmother could sue for, like, police, like, being harassed by a police officer. But I guess he would be protected by the law. I don't know.
All thanks to this.
See, okay. So there is a reason behind this, and I just found out why.
Are there coins that are small enough?
No. So the thing about... I want to hear your guess why you think it's legal.
I think that at one point there was... Maybe, like, before Hawaii was a state, they used smaller coins that could actually, like, get stuck in your ear. I don't know, because I think... And when I'm thinking about a penny or a dime or something small like that... I don't think it would get stuck in my ear. Maybe if you were like, if you had huge Dumbo ears, then, I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, I'm still sticking with the idea that some little kid was just really mad, and as they got older, they decided to pass the law. No coins in the ears.
So what's the actual reason?
So there's one theory that states that if you had the coin in your ear, it meant you were selling drugs. So straight up, go back to narcotics. Hey, you got to stop this. You know, find some other way to tell people you're selling drugs. Don't use their coins. The one reason it's more boring, it's not fun, is that, you know, when Hawaii changed its currency to the U.S. amount, you know, their coins became rare and they didn't want people doing
magic tricks with
things
them?
With them. You know, it's like, it's my money.
I like the first one better about the drugs.
don't take my money.
So they just, like, had a coin, like, just sitting there, like, in their in their ear canal right there?
Yeah.
Just so that, like, really great, like...
And
like,
you can see it, and now you know they're a plug.
That sounds very voodoo-esque.
Yeah, it does.
I feel like that's something that would happen on the streets of New Orleans.
Does it have the years in that, when that was a thing? Does it have the years of when that was...
It's got to be early 1900s.
When people actually put the coins in their ears.
If it was before Hawaii became a state, then...
This is sad.
Interesting.
I don't know. I think it's time to move on from this one, though.
Alrighty.
You got this one.
So, in Idaho, it is illegal to sweep debris into the streets. I mean, that's kind of understandable.
Looks like California isn't the only socially conscious state.
Like, you don't want to keep your debris on the street. So, I mean, that's understandable to keep your streets clean. I think that's not too crazy.
So that doesn't cover, like, trash bags being put in the front yard or, like, on the edge of the street or something for the trash guy to pick up?
Are you sweeping it into the street?
I don't know. I might have to
sweep
my trash bags.
Your trash bags?
If the trash bag is too heavy, then I'm going to get a broom and I'm going to be like, come on, get out there to the street. And then maybe they'll arrest me. I don't know.
I do know that
if I lived in Idaho, I'd be guilty of this. When I was mowing lawns, you know, I'd always sweep the grass, you know, the grass clippings.
Yeah.
That's also a form of debris. Yeah.
So
that's true.
Ooh, I didn't think about that. Okay.
So fair enough. I do understand where they're coming from. You know, keep Texas clean. Keep Idaho clean.
Keep Texas clean. Who cares about Texas? This is Idaho.
True enough. True enough.
What's the next one? Oh, wait. This is Illinois. My bad. I thought it was Idaho. All right. You got this one again?
Yep. So in Illinois, it's legal for minors who are in culinary school to drink alcohol.
It's legal?
It's legal for minors who are just in culinary school to drink alcohol. What? Why?
How do
they...
I enroll in culinary school?
Check back next semester. Can Josh will be going to culinary school.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm technically 19 is still too young.
Well,
right?
Drink is in quotation marks. It is sipping and spitting.
Oh, so Frasier style, where you gotta do a thing, you swish it around, and then you go, and then you like spit it out. Like,
so you don't actually consume it.
No.
Oh, it's, you don't
get
swallow?
The flavor, so you can get your lamb chops just right.
just right. So only in Illinois, right?
Because I mean, think about the amount of alcohol that you use while cooking.
Yeah.
If you're battering stuff, you use beer. If you're, you know, cooking a fish, you can use wine.
Rum cake, anybody?
Yeah. I mean, think about all this time, all these different flavors you infuse with alcohol.
Through the power of alcohol, man.
Alrighty, okay. So,
There goes my weekend. In Iowa, you cannot throw a brick onto a highway. Throwing bricks, it's a hobby of mine. Just put that out there. It is suspected that it all started with snowballs, but officials thought to include stones and bricks.
There's a Peanuts comic strip where they're getting in a snowball fight, and it starts out with normal snowballs, right? You know, just like taking shots at each other. And then they start rolling up like more dangerous things inside the snowballs. Like, I think bricks are in there, little irons, you know, the iron clothes with, that kind of thing. And it got really out of hand, and I think Snoopy got one, conked him in the head.
Oh,
I don't remember the punchline of that one, but it's pretty funny. Yeah. I think we skipped over one. Let me see.
Did we?
Yeah, here we go. In Indiana, it's illegal to ride a horse above 10 miles per hour. So no galloping with the horse here in Indiana.
You know how slow 10 miles per hour actually is?
It'll feel slower, I think, in a car than like on a...
It's still pretty slow.
Yeah.
How do they like make sure that this horse is going below 10 miles per hour?
You know,
their speedometer like attached to the horse, or
you know how police officers like stand on the side of the road with their little speed guns?
Yeah,
they do the same thing like out in the country with the horses.
For the horses,
they just kind of like post them out there. You know, they're there in case people are speeding on horses.
I see.
Yeah, and then the police officers have their own horses to escort them to jail. But they can't go over 10 miles per hour either. So they'll have a lot of time to think about what they did wrong on the way to jail.
So I want you to think about this. So if you're going 60 in a car, you're going a mile a minute, right?
Yeah.
If you're going about 12 miles per hour, that's about a 6-minute mile. So I'm just saying, this means you got to go about, 7 to 8 minutes per mile. So think about you riding your horse for, people who go out for like 50 mile. Tricks.
Yeah.
50 times 6.
Yeah, that's only 5 hours. Yeah.
5 hours.
5 hours to go 50 miles?
I mean,
that's actually not the worst. That'd probably be about the same as going for a 50 mile bike ride.
Now, I'm curious about
if you keep an average speed.
You know, when this came into effect?
Yeah, I think I would want to know.
Because if, you know, this is back when horses was the main way of transportation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
50 miles is the distance from where I live to Dallas. I'm not taking 5 hours to do that.
Much. Traffic could be bad, then.
I mean,
it says that the law states that no horse shall be driven at a speed above 10 miles per hour due to high speed horse races back in the day. So maybe they're just trying to cut down some gambling on horse racing.
Yeah.
That could be a thing.
Keep safety in the picture. They're trying to slow down the horses.
Yeah.
Stop traffic congestion.
I could see that. In Kansas, tire screeching is banned. Is that even by accident?
Like, I don't think so. Like, if you need a brake, you're going to, like, slam on your brakes, and your tires are going
to
screech.
But if you're trying to avoid somebody, your tires will screech. They'll get in trouble, but you will also get in trouble because you screeched your tires, and that is not allowed.
Why isn't that allowed? Is it some, like, upset grandmother who lives on that road who hears screeching when it's a yellow light and the driver's trying to slow down, and she was like, this cannot happen, it's waking me up in the middle of the night, what's going on?
I'm not exactly sure. It is kind of, it is annoying to listen to, but it's a natural thing to happen, I feel like.
It's only in the city of Derby, Kansas.
Only in the city of Derby, Kansas?
That's what it says. Derby, Kansas. Make sure your gears are greased.
That's local law for you.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
This is an interesting one. So.
Okay.
In Kentucky, a woman cannot marry more than 3 times.
So what happens if all 3 husbands die and she's just not allowed to marry a 4th time?
She's dunzos. Sorry.
She's just taken off the eligibility list.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
That's rough, man.
That really is rough.
You're sitting in the church.
Yeah.
This person's getting her 4th wedding. You know, suddenly you have like a whole bunch of FBI people like rappelling in the windows.
Yeah.
Tear gas comes in. Everybody's coughing. She's getting dragged out. She's in her dress.
Oh, man. Her children from her other marriages are like, Mom, come back. And they're like, and mom is over here like, just somebody please take care of my children.
She knew it was coming though.
She brought this upon herself.
If you live in Kentucky, you need to know this law.
She should have tried to hide it. You know, like how they have underground church in China because Christians are illegal?
Absolutely.
This is the same thing. In Kentucky, they have underground churches so that you can hold like fourth round marriages. Yeah. Mm.
Just for those. Just in case.
So much.
Wow. Like,
so much sacrifice being made.
Wow. Here. This hurts me on a personal level. Mm. Louisiana, it's illegal to send a surprise pizza.
Oh my gosh. It says here that you may be handing over a $500 fine for a surprise pizza in Louisiana. That's
just like an act of kindness.
What happens if you accidentally send the pizza to the wrong address? They could still, the people who received it wrongly could call into the police, be like, hello, I just got a suspicious delivery of pizza.
It's the same thing as the wedding. You're sitting there, you open up your door, there's a pizza person, he's like, here's your pizza for you. Oh, this is nice. What a nice surprise. Instantly.
For real.
Surrounded by the FBI. Or and it's over.
Another scenario, the receiver of the pizza is like, I didn't order a pizza, pulls out a gun and just shoots the delivery guy dead on the spot.
See, they're inciting violence. That's straight.
It's just
homicide.
Your $5 hot and ready just turned to $500 real fast.
Oh man, that was a good one.
Thank you.
That was a good one. I just feel like a lot of these laws are restricting things that you wouldn't normally think about. Mm-hmm. You know, restricting freedoms that you just always take for granted. Mm-hmm. Like I respect my freedom and your freedom to send somebody a surprise pizza.
Yeah,
I feel like that's a freedom we have as Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Like the freedom to get married 4 more times. I respect that freedom,
mm-hmm.
and I know people who would also respect that freedom, who have had unlucky previous 3 marriages.
Here, let me cue up "Proud to Be American" and just keep going.
Yeah,
yeah. I just feel like this is turning into a big anti-establishment thing here. Mm. Oh, here we go. This is good because I like Dunkin' Donuts. Only their coffee because their donuts are garbage. In Maine, it's illegal to park in front of Dunkin' Donuts. So apparently you have to park across the street and walk to Dunkin' Donuts.
Or on the side.
On the side, I guess, you know.
Hmm.
It says in Maine, the law was enacted because the coffee and donut chain is a hot spot and the parking lot can turn into a mega traffic jam. This kind of makes sense because they built a Dunkin' Donuts down the street from my house in Houston. And it takes up, the building itself is small and the parking lot is also very small surrounding it. So it's really hard to get out of here. And like, and I have a truck, so like it's a smaller truck, it's not a huge truck, but getting out of that parking lot and making sure the bed doesn't run into anything is super difficult because the way they set that up was not good.
Understandable. I mean, it's promoting safety among Dunkin' Donut consumers, and so that's kind of understandable. But the problem I see with it is that I'm just going to get me a coffee at Dunkin' Donuts, and I have no idea that this is even a thing,
right?
And so I'm just in Maine, parking in front of Dunkin' Donuts, and I have this ticket on my car. I'm going to be upset. So I guess the thing behind this, they need to inform Dunkin' Donut consumers that don't park in front of a Dunkin' Donuts,
Yeah. Maine. Like maybe post a sign or send out a flyer.
Yeah, that would be understandable.
Or paint it real big.
Like a mural.
Yeah. Like make a mural. Make it pretty.
Yeah.
Make it culturally appropriate. Mm-hmm. But also make it warn the customers that they're not allowed to park here.
Yeah.
You know?
That'd be understandable.
I feel like this works. Okay.
All right. This next one is pretty great. In Maryland, sleeveless shirts are banned in public.
There goes half my wardrobe.
Oh, yeah.
It says it was outlawed in 1898. Hmm. Oh, it applies to everybody, even runners. Preston, you're out.
Oh, yeah. I'm over with.
Vagrants, it says.
I'm curious. You can't wear a sleeve shirt, but can you walk around shirtless?
I don't know.
Or could you walk around with just sleeves?
Only sleeves.
Yes. No shirt.
No shirt, but just sleeves.
Just sleeves.
So I think those are viable options. If you can't wear a sleeveless shirt in Maryland, then why not go for one of the two options, wearing a sleeve or just going without a shirt?
What if you get like a button-up shirt and then cut the sleeves off?
I think anything sleeveless, for guys and girls, I think. Anything that shows the shoulders. I think this is the big deal.
The shoulders,
was a huge thing at my high school. Everybody was like, we can't see shoulders because it might distract the other gender from working. You know? So, like, that's my thinking. I think all of Maryland just can't contain themselves when they see shoulders.
Yeah.
I think everybody just freaks out. It turns into a mass panic, War of the Worlds style, like the world is ending because I saw somebody's shoulders.
Understandable.
Yeah, honestly.
There is no other part of the body that distracts me more than shoulders.
Oh. I'm glad we got that on recording.
I had to get that off my chest.
Out of 10. Let me write this down. Quick quote.
Yeah. Quote of the day. Post that on your website. Yeah, it's not, yeah. not. Don't attribute it to Chaz Lilly, but I feel like it's a good quote.
Oh, next one. In Massachusetts, it's illegal to tell fortunes without certification. So I remember watching this video a while back, and so this guy, he has this TV show, calls people out, stuff like that. So he goes and creates this fake website, puts on this history about this supposedly haunted place, saying that this guy's like got ran over by his horse. Completely fabricated story. Then calls a psychic out to this building, says, can you tell me something about this building?
Yeah.
She starts going in her little trance thing, doing this whole like shebang, and then starts telling him about how this guy got ran over by a horse.
Ugh.
And he's like, well, guess what? I made this entire thing up.
Ooh.
And she, you should see her face. It's like, oh no.
So many emotions at once.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, my thing is, if we know that fortune tellers are mostly frauds, I don't want to say all frauds. Do you think they're all frauds? I don't know. Maybe somebody has the divine power of prophecy, the spiritual gift of prophecy from God,
mm-hmm.
not from like voodoo or witchness.
That's, I mean, there's stuff in the Bible that talks about witchcraft. I mean, the witch brings up Samuel straight in front of Saul.
That is a good story, by the way.
So you know what?
You want to scare your kids?
You want?
Read them that story from the Bible. What were you going to say? Sorry.
I mean, Massachusetts got it down. You know, they're protecting us against people. They're going to go online and read your fabricated story.
Right. But that
they're going to give you a certification of a fortune teller.
But if fortune tellers are fake, then what's the point of the certification? Because all fortune tellers are fake. Right.
And what do you have to do to get the certificate?
Do you have to? The certifier is over here writing things down. It's like, okay, what can you tell me about my dead grandmother? Or like, mm-hmm. what can you tell me about the person I had a crush on in high school? And the psychic will be like, he was totally gay. And then they'll be like, I knew it. I think that's what they use to get certification.
What?
Is the psychic has to tell something about the certifier?
Yeah.
Life.
Yeah.
You know, and then they'll be like, oh, you're totally correct. You're certified as a fortune teller.
So, you guys know where Cambridge is. You know the school Cambridge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cambridge,
yeah. Yeah, psychic development class, Cambridge.
What is this, Hogwarts?
You're a wizard, Harry.
You're training to be a psychic at a prestigious college.
There's an entire website.
Of course there is.
Oh, my.
It's the AAPP, or the American Association of Professional Psychics.
AAPP, the app.
No longer can you freelance.
Must be a professional.
Oh, man. No more of those weird, like, side of the road shack psychics.
That's that was my plan after college.
Yeah. You know what? Just drop out. You don't need a college education to become a psychic.
Honestly.
All you need to be is Raven Simone.
I wish.
In Michigan, don't even think about selling your vehicle on a Sunday.
It is the Sabbath day. How dare you?
I mean, Chick-fil-A is closed on Sunday. You can't sell your vehicle on a Sunday. Just go to church and take a nap after the Sunday service. You'll be fine on Sundays.
Is napping even allowed on Sundays?
It is for me.
Yeah.
After like 3 o'clock.
I am a sinner if it is not.
Yeah.
Well, you know how they say you can't do any work on Sunday? Well, Sunday's the day that I do all my homework. So am I not...
You're going to hell.
Oh, oh my gosh. Guys, I don't think I can do this anymore. Jesus, forgive me. All right, what's next? Sam, you got this one?
Yeah, so in Minnesota, dirty tires are banned.
No mudding in Minnesota.
Apparently, it's considered a public nuisance. So
okay, I do understand this one, because where I'm from, we have this large area where a lot of guys go mudding over the weekend.
Wait, in Wiley or in
Wiley, and so they'll pull out with their trucks, and then they'll start going down the road, and the clumps of mud get on the road. Like if you ever go through a construction area,
they have the big trucks,
they just leave these massive like tire tread outlines of mud on the street. I think that's probably what it is.
So that makes sense. I think, you know, if you're going mudding, you're trying to get your truck or your Jeep or whatever to look as cool as possible, you know, as manly as possible. Like, look at all this mud on my car. But it's also illegal, little did you know. So poor you. Let's see, number 24, here we go, almost halfway through. In Mississippi, nutrition labels cannot be enforced. What? So if it says that a thing of chips has 110 calories, does that mean maybe it has 110 calories? Maybe it doesn't. Nobody knows for sure. I feel I rely on nutrition fact labels to tell me how much sugar is in something. So if I can't enforce the amount of sugar on that label, then what am I supposed to do? I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do either. Like, that's a real problem. I mean, that's crazy.
It's pretty wild.
Is it really that wild? Because number 25.
Is it wild?
In Missouri, bear wrestling is banned. We all love a good bear hug now and then, but the real deal is outlawed in Missouri. This law was initiated on November 3rd, 1998, mind you.
This is 20 years ago.
20 years.
Almost exactly 20
Dude,
years ago.
Animal cruelty violations. I've heard of like rooster fighting?
Dog fighting, maybe?
Bear wrestling.
Cat fighting, but not bear fighting.
How do you get a bear to fight? And do you just carry a bear around like in the back of your car?
I think so.
Yeah.
You keep them
no,
as pets.
You know what? It's probably like how the Russians do it, where they have the bears ride the tricycles, and they just like, you know,
that's it.
Cruise on the street, see a bunch of bears pull up on their tricycles,
yeah,
in a circle.
That's it.
All out.
There it is. That's the reason for this. Brother Bear, the movie Aww. Brother Bear. I think that was the inspiration for this movie as well.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here goes another surprise. This is maybe you'd like this. Maybe this would be a good thing, a nice present.
Be a good children's book.
Yeah, in Montana, it is illegal to give a rat as a present.
You know, if you give a mouse a cookie, but if you give a rat as a present, you know, it kind of works, maybe.
It's unlawful. Oh, wait. In Montana, it is unlawful to raise rats except as food for reptiles, birds, of prey, or both.
I have a friend who actually raises rats, and she's raised rats for years.
Does she live in Montana? Because if so, she needs to go to shelter immediately.
I'm glad she doesn't. And actually, they euthanize the animals.
The rats?
Any animal. So in Texas...
What?
Because I actually was going to own a fox when I get to move out, because foxes are the perfect animal.
Foxes are cool.
Honestly, it's a dog cat. With the best parts of both worlds.
How could you go wrong? Yeah.
But
rats are a little out there.
They got claws. They're very uncomfortable because they crawl on you.
Like, yeah.
I was over hanging out with her brother, and she came up and like put the rat on my shoulder, and it like digs its claws in you and like climbs around.
Mm-mm.
not. I'd rather not. No, thank you, guys.
Yeah. In Nevada, right. It is illegal to sit on sidewalks. Sin City never sleeps or even rests, for that matter. It is unlawful to sit or lie down on public sidewalks as it interferes with primary purpose of sidewalks.
You know what? One of the fondest memories I have of my grandmother is just us sitting down on the sidewalk outside of her house and, you know, drawing with chalk or playing like a board game that we brought outside because it was a nice day. Thank goodness she lives in Fort Worth, because if we did that in Nevada, I feel like she would have been in prison long ago.
Same thing. I got a friend. He'll go asleep on the sidewalks. We'll get up in the morning for practice, and I'll walk out there, because he usually leaves before I do, and he'll just be on the floor.
Yeah, for those of you that can't see this, he's just lying face down on the ground.
And he will be out like a light.
Absolutely. Sleeping on the sidewalk?
Yes. Just,
I don't think I can
do
that. I have
to wake him
up.
I
can't do that either.
No.
Well,
absolutely not.
Tell him to stay away from Nevada.
No, I had to sleep in an airport once. I don't know if that's quite the same. It's probably not.
Just as bad.
Airport sleeping is bad. Yeah, it's pretty bad. All right, next up. In New Hampshire, it's unlawful to pick up seaweed off the beach. Why? What's up with that?
Seaweed's pretty gross.
Why would you want to pick up seaweed?
No. It's not just picking up seaweed at the beach. It's picking seaweed up at night.
At night?
Yes.
Where do you see that?
It says,
in the description?
It said it's rumored that in colonial times, seaweed was used as fertilizer and was a hot commodity.
Oh, so you just couldn't go around snatching up seaweed, whenever you want. Because you were taking somebody else's fertilizer.
Right.
How dare you?
Exactly. Okay. So this one says, in New Jersey, bulletproof vests are banned while committing a crime.
While committing a crime. So the people robbing the bank are not allowed to wear bulletproof vests. Not only are they not allowed to rob the bank or have possession of a firearm, they cannot wear bulletproof vests.
Correct.
I'm sorry, sir. You were robbing a bank, but the worst crime here was you were wearing a bulletproof vest.
Yeah, we're totally going to let you off for the robbery.
Yeah.
But we're going to need you to serve time for wearing a bulletproof vest.
That's... So it's double violation if you're caught.
Yes.
Well, that's ridiculous. You
probably just tack it on, but I mean...
It's like to add insult to injury.
Oh, this is fitting for the season.
What?
This one's so...
What? In New Mexico, idiots are banned from voting.
What is the legal definition of an idiot? Because we could include a lot of people in idiots. It says here, idiots include insane persons convicted of felonious or infamous crime. So they're not talking about just people who believe different than you, or people who like have different views or mindsets. We're talking about people who are legitimately crazy.
But because it's in quotation marks, that makes me wonder if that's like, I think that's how it is like written down, is it, the term is idiots.
With idiots being people who have committed crimes,
yes,
or who have been considered insane. So is that what that means when we call people idiots?
You are a felonious person.
Yes.
You are a felonious person committed an infamous... Sometimes when I talk, it's just like, my brain's like, let's say this, and my mouth is like, okay. And then my mouth is also like, no, not yet.
I have that problem too sometimes, it's okay.
Yeah.
So sad. Oh, this is even sadder.
Let's see. In New York, slippers are banned after 10 p.m.
What?
That's the only time that I'll wear slippers is after 10 p.m. Honestly, you know?
To be worn after dark. However, no credible source was found for this ban. So, we don't necessarily know if this is true. It's up to your discretion whether or not you want to wear your slippers in New York.
I'm still going to wear my slippers in New York after 10 p.m.
Yeah, if I ever go to New York, I'm going to break this law.
Yeah.
I am. I'm going to hardcore break this law.
So, in North Carolina, drunk bingo, not okay.
Oh. That's wild. That's a little too wild, I think.
Honestly,
it's a class 2 misdemeanor.
Wow.
Okay.
That's crazy. In North Carolina specifically. Okay, well, just think about it. Do you not have anything better to do with your life if you're drunk at like 10 a.m. in the morning, you know? And you're drunk and you just wander into a bingo party.
Uh-huh.
And you're just sitting here minding your own business. Maybe you got a bingo or two.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Nobody else there is drunk, but you're drunk as heck. And you're getting these bingos, but you can't get your prize because you're drunk.
So sad.
And they call the police on you, and you get a class 2 misdemeanor because you were drunk and playing bingo.
I'm just picturing what you normally think of when you think of bingo.
Yeah.
It's like a bunch of old people.
Old people, yeah.
Yeah.
So which one of them got drunk and made this law?
8-year-old dude walking around.
Yeah.
Completely just.
That means like.
Smashed. He stands up. Bingo.
Falls over. They call the police. They charge him. What do you get for a class 2 misdemeanor? Do you get like time in jail? Do you get a fine? Community service? I don't know. That's something I would want to know. I feel like I'm not going to go try to break this law though, because I don't plan on getting drunk anytime soon, and I certainly don't plan on playing bingo anytime soon.
I mean, I'd play bingo, but probably not getting drunk.
This is at the same level as assault.
Wow.
Or resisting police. Or carrying a concealed weapon without a license.
Drunk bingo is worse, or as bad as, or worse as those things.
Carries a maximum penalty of 150 days in jail, so that's not too bad.
But about half a year.
I mean, what a cool story to tell all your jailmates. Yeah, man, I was playing bingo with my buds, and yeah. I was just so drunk, and apparently that's illegal.
Yeah.
Now you know.
Just be like, hey, what are you in for? I murdered a child. What are you in for? I had too many guns at my house. What are you in for? I was drunk and I was playing bingo. They put me in here with you guys, who sound a lot scarier than me.
What?
North Dakota. Here we go. Oh. What do we got in North Dakota? North Dakota, you can't shoot fireworks after 11 p.m. Well, that just screws over all of your 4th of July plans, you know?
For real, apparently it's a violation of disturbing the peace.
Huh.
Interesting.
Wait, so fireworks in the morning are okay. But fireworks...
It says you're safe at 8 a.m.
Fireworks after 11 p.m. So you shoot off your fireworks and no one's expecting them in the morning.
Everybody up.
Yeah, just surprise people. Give them a heart attack. Make them think that there's some kind of...
4th of July usually fall like a weekend? It normally fall. It's like a Friday or Saturday usually.
I don't think they scheduled 4th of July on it. I think it's just whatever day it falls on, you know? It's not like Martin Luther King Day where it's always on a Monday. Or Thanksgiving where it's always on a Thursday.
This year it's on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Thursday's gonna be fun for about half of America.
They're rolling into work on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
Oh wow.
Oh, this is nasty.
Can't believe people do this. This is just kind of...
It is Ohio.
Dark. What is that supposed to mean?
It is Ohio.
Ohio's a weird place, man.
Rainbow rabbits and chickens are banned from all sales displays in Akron, Ohio due to animal cruelty violations. So in Ohio, it's illegal to sell dyed chickens.
This is like real life Peeps. Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you eat...
Why do people dye their chickens in the first place?
Maybe for Halloween?
That's pretty messed
for
up.
For Mardi Gras?
That means you like pick it up and just go like...
you dunk it into a paint can or something? Or like maybe it's like decorating
big
eggs.
Box of just
like decorating eggs for Easter where the chicken is dead. The chicken is dead.
No, these are live chickens.
Really?
Yes, sales displays. They would take live... Oh, and rabbits. And just
what?
Dunk
these
them
what poor animals.
Sort of Easter like... activities are these people doing?
Those darn Methodists. I'm sorry to any Methodists out there, but in Oklahoma, horse tripping is outlawed. So you can't trip a horse, but can a horse trip you? Is that legal?
I would hope.
Because either way, horse tripping, right? Horse tripping could be a horse tripping you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I went to the website. This is a good list. It's just like the other one we read earlier. It is unlawful for any person to promote, engage in, or be employed at a bear wrestling exhibition or horse tripping event.
Mm.
To receive money for the admission of another person to any place where bear wrestling or horse tripping will occur. 3, sell, purchase, or possess, or offer a horse for any horse tripping event. 4, sell, purchase, possess, or train a bear for any bear wrestling exhibition. It keeps going.
I didn't catch 5, any of that, so...
Subject a bear to alteration in any form or purposes of bear wrestling, including, but not limited to, removal of claws, teeth, or severing tendons.
Why?
Or giving a substance of a bear, inject any substance into a bear, or cause a bear to ingest or inhale any substance for the purpose of bear wrestling.
No drunk bears. No bears on steroids. That's not allowed. Horse tripping is also not allowed.
So basically, that you can't make money off of horse tripping or bear tripping or whatever.
Like the price of admission, you can't make money charging tickets to see a bear fight.
Have you guys seen Rocky?
Or a horse tripping. You can't pay money.
No.
You haven't seen Rocky?
I've seen Rocky.
Okay, so in Rocky, there's the Russian guy, and he fights Rocky. And so the Russian guy is getting a bunch of steroids, this crazy technological, like, build-up for the fight. And all I'm picturing... It's a bear version
of the Russian fighter.
Oh, it would make sense. Russian bears pulls up on his tricycle. There you go.
As you do.
It's all full circle.
Yeah. Ooh, this one's interesting. I've heard a lot of interesting stories about Oregon, but
yeah.
I don't know how I feel about this one. You want to take this one too?
Yeah, I got this one for sure. Okay, so in the state of Oregon, it's illegal to go hunting in a cemetery.
We know all about cemeteries in Marshall, Texas. There's like 12 cemeteries.
For real, I think ETB was built upon a cemetery.
So we can't go hunting.
So yeah, no going hunting. Apparently, a hunter was charged with harvesting an animal on cemetery grounds. What if you just like walked upon that guy?
Yeah, you know?
You're just going to visit your loved one, someone who has passed, and you see this man.
Is your first thought that it's an animal that he's harvesting?
What else?
Maybe he's grave digging, you know? Robbing the grave.
You walk out there, it's just some dude like carving open a bloody carcass, and the first thing your brain goes to is...
It's an animal.
Is an animal?
I'm assuming it's an animal.
So no hunting, animal or otherwise. Like, people hunting is not okay.
Zombie apocalypse in Oregon, you're done for.
Just imagine how disappointing it would be for you to, like, say that you were buried without actually being dead. So you were able to claw your way out of there.
That is my biggest fear.
You're about to go back to your family, and a hunter thinks you're a zombie or something and just shoots you.
Oh, man.
You had a second chance at life, and it was wasted.
They used to put, like, this tube and mm-hmm. have a string attached to a bell.
So that you could ring the bell.
So you could ring the bell if you were still alive.
That's what Saved by the Bell comes from. The expression Saved by the Bell.
Because I remember watching some documentary. I was terrified of this for years.
Interesting fact.
I told my family, like, you have to cremate me, because the idea of waking up in a coffin and being, like, trapped is, like, mortifying to me.
It really is. Yeah.
So you have to think, it's like, they dug up a coffin in England, and they opened the lid to see who it was, and there were scratch marks on it.
Ooh.
Person was trying to get out.
They did a lore episode about that, didn't they? I think they did. I want to say they did.
Mythbusters did an episode to see if you could survive it.
But just like...
And it was going to crush the coffin.
Oh,
so I'm curious.
No.
That would be
I
the
could not.
Worst.
That really disturbs. The thought disturbs me real.
Yeah, it's a little disturbing. A little disturbing. Just a little bit.
Speaking of disturbing, from Pennsylvania, you're breaking the law if you pay a psychic. So just, you know... Not a lot of love for psychics in the East Coast.
Yeah, I feel like psychics alone are just very...
Might have to do with, like, witch burning, but
maybe.
Why not?
Nice.
Maybe a little bit. I'm just thinking, it says here that it was enacted for religious and science-oriented reasons.
In Rhode Island, it's legal to race a horse on a highway.
I've always wanted to race a horse on a highway. I wanted to see how fast it could go.
Result in a $20 fine. Worth it.
Or imprisonment for 10 days or less. So if you don't have a 20 on you at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, that's not too bad.
What do they do with your horse?
I don't want to know.
Can I imprison your horse with you?
I hope so.
I'd be okay with that. Like, if I had a good relationship with my horse,
yeah,
I'd be okay with being in prison for 10 days with my horse. We keep each other company. You know, talk to each other, trade jokes, stories, that kind of thing. Good horse, good horse.
Just walk up. Hey, what's up, horse? Horse comes back.
Yeah, you know.
So in South Carolina, you can't play pinball if you're a minor. Is pinball still a thing?
Yes.
It was a thing. It was definitely a thing when I was a kid.
I remember doing it when I was a kid.
Oh, I still play pinball.
Okay, so it's still a thing. So if you're a minor.
It's legal for you, and it's legal for me.
Oh, that's true.
It's not legal for you,
okay,
Sam.
Okay, come on. I have a week. Week and it'll be legal.
Sam, if you go near a pinball machine, I'm calling the police
myself.
Let's go
find out. We have one week to find this out.
I will submit you to the police myself.
Oh, man. Only in South Carolina, though.
That's true.
Do you know how many times I would have been arrested if I lived in South Carolina?
playing pinball as a child.
Does that, like, mean just pinball games, like the machine itself? Because I remember that, like, when I was a kid, I played the one that was on the computer.
Yeah, same.
It was, like, the space one.
Yeah.
It's in there.
Is that also illegal, too?
I don't know.
That's
curious.
Crazy. In South Dakota, don't you dare sleep in the cheese factory. That's straight what it says. This was outlawed with the same logic behind not falling asleep at the wheel, like behind a car. It's not the wisest idea to be operating large machinery while dozing off. However, if the cheese is packaged, you're in the clear to work around the clock. So as long as the cheese isn't out there being made, you can sleep. But if you're like, if you're currently in the process of making cheese and packaging it, you can't fall asleep. Don't do it. Don't fall asleep.
Just
don't do it.
It's an odd one.
That is really strange. So
specific. Wow.
Oh,
man. Oh, this one hits
hard. I think, like, a good half of the entire population who owns this program.
My entire high school.
Mm-hmm.
I have friends who live in Arkansas who use ours. So. We should probably tell them what this is.
Yes, in Tennessee, it's illegal to share your Netflix password.
Oof.
For those... Oh, it was directed at hackers who sell login credentials in bulk. However, other individuals who share passwords and don't live under the same roof are also included. So,
that's rough.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
You're just out here trying to get Netflix without having to pay for it. And your friend is nice enough to give you her password.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to get arrested for that now.
Is it she who gets arrested or you who gets arrested?
Maybe both of you. The seller and the buyer, I think. I think this is similar to a drug deal in that...
Netflix.
Both parties.
One was possessing.
Yeah.
One was.
Both parties get charged in this case.
No.
Speaking of selling things that are illegal, in Texas, you can't sell a human eye.
Ah, man.
Also includes other organs. Kidney, liver, heart, lung, pancreas, bone, or any other organ. Doesn't include hair or blood. So you can sell your dog hair, human hair sweaters.
Yeah, you can. You can do that. Your organ also means your skin, because isn't skin an organ? I think I remember that from biology.
I just find it interesting that you can sell your blood.
I mean, you can.
Yeah, that's super interesting. Like,
if you want to get blood off the black market.
How much do you charge for, like, I don't know.
I think it depends on the blood.
Maybe the type, like the rarity of your blood type.
Yeah, like, I'm O negative, which means my blood can be used for most transplants.
It's everything, right?
Yeah.
It's the universal donor.
Mm-hmm. So... people pay more for your blood.
Yes.
Good to know.
But they might also pay more for the...
That's not terrifying at all.
For, like, isn't it O positive, which is the one that, like, it's super rare? So maybe they'll pay more for that one. Like, if someone seriously needs...
What are you?
I have no idea.
Me either. I don't know either.
But...
I only know because my mom keeps trying to get me to go give blood. She's like, you have the best blood type. Go give blood. I don't do needles.
No.
Yeah.
I just don't want to see, like, the amount of blood that is coming out of my body.
I'm not sure if y'all know this, but they do acupuncture in the trainer's room here. So I'm sitting there, like, stretching and stuff. And there's this girl, and the trainer comes up and just starts putting needles. And I'm, like, spasming out because it's killing me.
Nope. Well, now that we know where Preston lives, we can just come and, like, siphon some of his blood in the middle of the night.
Yeah, no, we know.
He'll never know.
Okay.
Or, like, when he's sleeping in Spanish class.
Ooh.
Okay.
Don't fall asleep. Don't fall asleep in Chaz Lily's class, because we're coming for you. All right, here we go. In Utah, biting is banned in boxing.
Poor Mike Tyson. This is terrible.
This is pretty straightforward, I guess. Biting is just a mean thing to do in general.
Yeah.
Poor Vander Holyfield with his ear. Should have boxed in Utah.
Oh, man.
Utah's just an interesting place.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I like this one. Okay. I like this next one.
Yeah, so I guess, are we finishing it off here?
Yeah, I think this will be the last
one. This is our last one. And this is a good one to go off of.
This is a good one. So, ladies, listen up. In Vermont, it's illegal for women to wear fake teeth without their husband's approval.
Oof.
Wow.
Oof. No feminism here.
All the feminists are screaming
right
now.
Internally and externally screaming, I think.
This is jaw-dropping.
Yeah. Wow.
Nice.
Written permission is mandatory if a wife opts for false teeth. So you better let your hubby know if you want to have some false teeth.
How is that legal?
I don't know.
I feel like
this must be a very old law, because this would definitely get a lot of flack if it was still in commission today.
Yeah. So like, does the husband like have to go to the dentist and be like, you know what?
I approve
of my wife getting these fake teeth.
So what happens if he doesn't approve? Are you stuck with like giant holes in your mouth where your teeth used to be?
Or like, is divorce the next option? Like,
wait, if you're not married, then whose approval do you get? Your father's approval?
No, I think
your oldest brother's approval.
I wonder where this stemmed from. What husband was so ticked off that his wife got fake teeth? Was it the price, maybe? Like, I don't know, are fake teeth expensive? Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like maybe it's a Lucy and Ricky thing, like from I Love Lucy, where Ricky's always like, uh-huh. Oh, you spend too much money. Uh-huh. And Lucy's like, please don't hit me. Yeah.
I guess maybe that's where, I don't know.
Maybe she was getting like grills or something, like straight gold teeth with diamonds and something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What about the fake vampire teeth for Halloween? Do you still have to get your husband's approval for that?
Is that considered?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's fake teeth without their husband's. Wow.
That's crazy.
Written approval. Wow. I can't even fathom that.
I don't like that. That's rough. So the whole goal of this, I think, was to decide which of these laws we think we could break. How many laws of these do you think we can break?
45.
All 45? Yeah.
Well, I mean, in Texas, because I don't know about you, but I'm a college student.
Yeah.
Flying to, I think most of these were different, so that's about 45 states, isn't really on my.
No, we're talking like in Texas, just like
absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
How many things can you get away with in Texas that it's illegal to do in other states?
I think I can wear fake teeth, but I'm not gonna have to get my husband's approval on that one.
I don't know. Does ice cream determine your sexuality?
Biting and banned in boxing. If you really feel like doing that,
that's pretty insane. I wanna go hunting in a graveyard.
I mean, I
already share my Netflix password, so I broke that law.
That one's easily done.
I wanna ride a horse faster than 10 miles per hour.
I don't know if I'm gonna die the chickens.
Yeah,
I feel like that's a no. That's a no.
I'm down for hunting in a cemetery though. Let's go see some
squirrels. And I'll wear slippers after 10 p.m.
Done.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. I'm an idiot.
I do have a bulletproof vest.
Yeah.
That's a lot, but
cool.
I can go rob a bank with that, and we'll see how that goes.
I'm an idiot, so I'm going to go vote and break that law. I'm going to sit on the sidewalk, and your birthday's coming up, right?
Yeah,
we can give you a rat.
Okay.
We'll give you a rat as a present.
Go watch some bear wrestling.
Yeah,
Surprise
pizza.
Yeah.
I'm going to deliver
a
surprise pizza to you for your birthday.
I would love that.
I break the sleeveless shirt thing every single day.
Yeah. I'm going to go park in front of Dunkin' Donuts when I go home for Thanksgiving. I'm going to park right in front of Dunkin' Donuts.
I screeched the tartars on a golf cart today.
Sam, are you going to get married 4 times or more?
Hopefully not, but if I have to, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm going to try to enlist in culinary school.
Oh, so wow.
I can taste that sweet alcohol. Sip and spit.
And on that note, thank you for listening to our podcast.
Yeah, we'll be back perhaps with a report about how many of these laws we were able to get away with.
To have a follow-up on whether or not Josh is in jail for underage drinking.
Yeah.
So thank you and
bye, guys.